For 5 years, John Brancich fought fires in the Black Hills National Forest of South Dakota.
I had my life planned out. I was going to be a forester. I was going to get married, have a family. We're going to live in the middle of nowhere, as far out west as possible, far away from people.
And if he could get over his fear of heights, he'd become a smoke jumper. He'd leap from planes and float down into fires no one else could reach. But
even if I got the perfect Forest Service job, jumping from planes, putting out fires in Wyoming, Montana, I know that there would be an emptiness. I remember playing Mass after coming home from Mass on Sunday, setting up a little card table and putting on an Afghan and, you know, being the priest. I wanted to be a priest when I was 5 years old.
During his first year as a forester, Brancich heard that a nearby church was offering Mass in Latin.
I was very interested because I had heard things about it, but I thought it was something that was long gone, that was dead, that was even sinful.
Curious, he began to attend the service.
It wasn't until I discovered the Latin Mass that kind of early flame of a vocation was rekindled.
Over the next few years, his dream of being a smoke jumper, of getting married and living in the middle of nowhere, began to dissolve. And in 1996, he entered the seminary.
That's the difference between my plan and God's plan.
Father John Brancich was ordained in 2002 into the priestly fraternity of St. Peter.
We were founded to provide the traditional Latin Mass and all the sacraments and the traditional rites. And so our priests are trained in that, and that's what we do exclusively wherever bishops invite us in.
When I first came to the diocese in 2011, I had a number of letters asking for the Latin Mass.
Bishop Anthony Labashi oversees the Diocese of Manchester.
It's always been around. It never went away. That I have to say, it never went away. It was never forbidden, but it was, in a sense, suppressed.
Until 2007, that is, when Pope Benedict XVI issued the Summorum Pontificum, reauthorizing the use of the Latin Mass.
Every now and again, somebody would come up to me at the cathedral, "Will we ever have a Latin Mass?"
And so, with official church sanction and a steady demand from parishioners, the bishop invited representatives from the Fraternity of St. Peter to visit New Hampshire to find a suitable church that could be dedicated to the Latin Mass.
On their second visit, we offered them St. Stanislaus, and they loved it.
Next, a search to find the right priest.
My superior called me in April and said, "You know, what do you think about moving across the country to the East Coast and getting a new assignment?"
Father Brancich visited the 100-year-old church in Nashua.
When I first walked into the church, I really had a sense of joy because it's a real church. It was built as a church. It looks like a church. It functioned as a church.
And on Sunday, August 7th, with 450 people in attendance, Father Brancich began his new job.
You will not find English Mass, English devotions, English funerals, English weddings, English baptisms in this church. It is devoted specifically to the full 1962 experience of Mass and sacraments.
At the Latin Mass, I tell people the first few times you come, don't try to follow along. Watch what's going on, the ceremony. Listen to the chant, smell the incense. The Mass appeals to our humanity, which we take in through our five senses, and so it's designed to lift up our mind and heart if we let it.
You know, people will always say, "Oh, you're going backwards." And I have to say, no, we're not going backwards, but we're always evolving. The beauty of the church is it must evolve. So what you would say is, this is part of our whole treasury. And it's the most beautiful expression of the diversity of the church.
He was going to be a smoke jumper and live as far away from people as he could get.
The irony is that here I am in the midst of a mob of people that need me and love me, and it's where I'm supposed to be.
For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.